Now, when you next peruse the shelves of your local supermarket, you might notice a lot of the food we eat these days is being given endorsements from health authorities or environmental groups. The right logo can be crucial to the success of a product, but scientists are now attacking one of the world's key environmental certification schemes for sustainable fish, the Marine Stewardship Council. In an opinion piece in Nature, marine scientists from the US describe the blue tick on cans of fish as misleading. They call it blue washing. They're accusing the certification program of including some fish stocks that are under pressure. Jennifer Macy reports.
Have you ever stopped to think why tin tuna has become synonymous with dolphins? It's because of an environmental campaign in the 1990s that raised awareness of how tuna nets were killing dolphins at an alarming rate. Consumers wanted dolphin-safe tuna, and in 1997, the environmental group WWF teamed with one of the big fish sellers, Unilever, to set up the Marine Stewardship Council. The council is now the world's leading certifier of sustainable seafood. Fisheries that meet its standards get a blue tick of approval on their products. But Dr. Jennifer Jacquet from the University of British Columbia says the blue tick is no longer credible.
Ultimately, the MSC is trying to respond to a consumer desire, but we don't want that to come at the expense of what we would call blue washing, the idea that the consumer feels good, but actually there's no change happening on the water.
Dr. Jacquet and other US marine scientists have written an opinion piece in Nature criticising the certification program. They cite a number of fisheries that are in decline but have still received the blue tick for sustainable fishing. They include the Antarctic krill and the pollock fishery in the Bering Sea.
Down in your neck of the woods, New Zealand hoki is MSC certified, and that's a bottom trawling fishery. So it's a large-scale gear that drags across the bottom, so it destroys often three-dimensional habitat that would help protect larval fish, young fish that are growing up. There are large amounts of bycatch, so fish that people don't want get caught in those nets, and there's a lot of waste.
She says the entire certification process is flawed.
Or the cost of certification is borne by the fishery itself, and only one fishery has ever failed the assessment process in total. So it's pretty much guaranteed that once you enter into assessment, you're going to get certified.
However, the Marine Stewardship Council has issued a response to the Nature article. The Vice President of the Board of the Council, Keith Sainsbury, says they've been trying to encourage smaller fisheries to join the certification scheme.
One point that you have to be very clear about is that MSC's got no control over which fisheries apply for MSC certification. It's a totally voluntary thing, and if it wasn't voluntary, we would be in trouble with the World Trade Organization. It has to be totally voluntary. So if a fishery turns up, be it large or small, and says, we want to be assessed, then MSC does not have an option but to assess it.
And he defends the process as the best in the world.
The thing that MSC looks for is, does the management system adjust, does it track the population, and does it adjust the catches so that the catches are appropriate for the current circumstance, and that overall you don't end up with overfishing at any point during that cycle.
The Australian Marine Conservation Society also publishes a sustainable seafood guide for Australian consumers. The Society's director, Darren Kindley-Sides, says he does question some of the fish chosen for the blue tick, but he says he doesn't have a problem with the scheme overall.
We don't bag certification schemes for sustainable seafood. It's really important that we're raising awareness of the need for consumers to choose wisely. And certification schemes like the MSC, they do raise awareness, they do drive improvements in fisheries management. But I think it's important to recognise that, you know, the MSC and other certification schemes, they're not a tick of perfection. They set a series of hurdles that a fishery must clear to be approved. But I guess the question is whether those hurdles, whether the bar is actually being set high enough.
Marine scientist Dr. Jennifer Jacquet disagrees.
That's not what consumers think. Consumers think, I'm buying a fish that's entirely guilt-free, that's environmentally friendly, that's the best environmental choice. And what the MSC is saying, well, no, actually you're buying into a fishery improvement project.
But Darren Kindley-Side says unlike the Marine Stewardship Council, the Australian Marine Conservation Society is not for profit and doesn't get funding from the fish industry.
The Australian Marine Conservation Society looks at
all the main types of seafood we have, and we have scientists that reviews those and comes to a conclusion. So it's not a certification, it's a higher level assessment, but it's attempting to get consumers as much advice as possible across all of the types of seafood that you can find in Australia.
The Australian Marine Conservation Society is currently updating its Sustainable Seafood Guide and will publish it in the next few months.
Jennifer Macy reporting.